Can I also encourage you to take notes? Well, again, this morning we are so glad to see all of you, and why don't you just turn to the person next to you and say hello and welcome. Okay. How many of you feel warm inside here? How many of you feel cold? How many of you feel just all right? Just right. Okay, good. And you're just in the right place, in the house of the Lord. Welcome again, and what a joy to have you. And this morning, we are very glad to have back with us our guest speaker, Mr. Thomas John. And he has been faithfully serving the Lord in many countries and over many years, and we're so glad that he could come and bring with him a wealth of experience and learning so that you and I can also benefit from his studies. And this morning, we are glad that he's here to take time to bring God's word. He's also been adjunct lecturer at some Bible colleges here and overseas too. So we are so glad. This morning he's going to bring us God's word from us. 1 Samuel chapter 6, the topic will be, Do Not Touch, a peep into God's nature.
Thank you, John. It's so good to be here. I know the last time I was here, I did hash up things. Huh? I was almost an hour late. Eh? Yeah. In some places, you will be disqualified forever. You'll be paying penance right through your life. But this merciful man gave me another chance. I just thought to myself, I should ring John and apologize to him. You know, it's so many months, so many things have happened in my life. I've traveled, I got ill, and all kinds of things. And something the Lord said to me, I must call John and say, you know, you were not around the last time when I was supposed to speak. By the time I came here, I parked, I realized my sermon was at home. So by the time I drove back and came, I think it was about 11, 10, 20 past, or almost half, 10:30, you know. And another thing, I was struggling yesterday with a very bad cold, and I was so tired. I took medicines and I went to sleep very early, and I thought to myself, will I make it? Will there be another fiasco? Well, the Lord was good. I think I slept well. I went to bed at 9. I've had some painful experiences yesterday. You know, it's not easy serving the Lord. Yeah. Basically, when people make promises, like, you know, and they're not able to fulfill their promises, or their communication is bad, and you know, I was supposed to lead a film forum on a famous film called Blood Diamonds, and I had worked in West Africa before, so I knew the background, eh? And I watched the film 3 times, you know, it came to about 10 hours, you know, so that I got all the flow correct, and I went there, nobody came, and the key that was given couldn't open the door. Too long a story. I was so upset, but then one of those things. Huh? Yeah, today Singaporeans are so busy. If you send them a notice on Wednesday or Thursday, it's too late. They already made their plans weeks ahead, huh, for the weekend. Yeah. Let's read this passage. You know, there's so much in the Old Testament. Recently, I was doing some courses under an Old Testament teacher, Philip Sutherwaite, on how to preach from the narratives of the Old Testament, and it's not being done these days. It's easier to preach from the New Testament, small text here and there, but to take a whole narrative from the Old Testament and then use what we call biblical theology to feed into that passage, all that is there in the Bible as part of redemption, it requires a lot of hard work. So he challenged us, and I do want to read the passage to you. 1 Samuel chapter 6 verse 1. The ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners and said, "What shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us with what we shall send it to its place." They said, "If you send away the ark of the God of Israel, do not send it empty, but by all means return him a guilt offering. Then you will be healed, and it will be known to you why his hand does not turn away from you." And they said, "What is the guilt offering that we shall return to him?" They answered, 5 golden tumors and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For the same plague was on all of you and on your lords. So you must make images of your tumors and images of your mice that ravage the land, and give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from off you and your gods and your land. Why should you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? After he had dealt severely with them, did they not send the people away and they departed? Now then, take and prepare a new cart and 2 milk cows on which there has never come a yoke, and yoke the cows to the cart, but take their calves home away from them. And the ark of the Lord, take the ark of the Lord and place it on the cart, and put it in a box at its side. Put in a box at its side the figures of gold which you are returning to him as a guilt offering. Then send it off and let it go its way, and watch. If it goes up on the way to its own land, to Beth Shemesh, then it is he who has done this great harm. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that has struck us. It happened to us by coincidence. The men did so, took 2 milk cows, yoked them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home. And they put the ark of the Lord on the cart and the box with the golden mice and the images of their tumors. And the cows went straight in the direction of Beth Shemesh, along one highway, lowing as they went. They turned neither to the right nor to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them as far as the border of Beth Shemesh. Now the people of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the field. And when they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, they rejoiced to see it. That cart came into the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh and stopped there. A great stone was there. And they split up the wood of the cart and offered the cows as a burnt offering to the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the box that was beside it, in which were the golden figures, and set them upon the great stone. And the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifice on that day to the Lord. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines saw it, they returned that day to Ekron. These are the golden tumors that the Philistines returned as a guilt offering to the Lord. 1 for Ashdod, 1 for Gaza, 1 for Ashkelon, 1 for Gath, and 1 for Ekron. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the 5 lords, both fortified cities and unwalled villages. The great stone beside which they set down the ark of the Lord is a witness to this day in the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh. Verse 19. And he struck some of the men of Beth Shemesh because they looked upon the ark of the Lord. He struck 7